So, lady, who might you be comparing yourself to at the minute? Is there a spark of comparison or jealousy or envy that might have bubbled up in your world of late? If it has, it would make you very normal, very human, very feminine. Yet these kinds of topics are very often things that we as women feel really bad and guilty for feeling. Because nice women shouldn't be jealous. Nice women aren't envious. And empowered women don't compare. That's the story a lot of us are living by. And in living by that story, we actually deny ourselves the huge gift that envy and jealousy and comparison can be to us. So today I'd love to speak a little bit about those gifts, a little bit about what the gift of jealousy, envy, and comparison is and how we can really work with it using a few really easy steps to actually get to the heart of what we need. Now this conversation has come about through two different channels, three really if you think about it. The first is that just the other day I was on a live call with some of the beautiful women in the embodied woman community, and we were speaking about one woman's experience of being really jealous of the erotic and soulful connection of other women's relationships and just feeling like, oh, I'm so jealous when I see that. I want some of it for myself. So it came up through this lens. Second reason we're talking about this is because for women working their passions, comparisonitis is a really big challenge that we all go through, a bit of a baptism of fire. And at the moment, I'm doing a Working the Embodied Way series, which is for women who desire to work and lead in embodied ways. And if you want to access more videos in this series, you can go to jennaward.co/embodiedway, and you can access all of the six videos in that series. And the third reason is that comparison is something that I absolutely and of course know intimately well, because I'm a woman. Comparison is a very, very powerful way for us to figure out where we are in the food chain, if you will. And this has really, really very old psychological roots in the sense that back in the day, actually for our survival, we did have to know where we existed in the spectrum of all the possibilities and all of the roles and all of the levels of desirability within the tribe so that we can ensure our safety. And yet today, jealousy and comparison and envy can be really such a big challenge for women to navigate because we feel so guilty for feeling them. And in feeling the guilt and in denying and not working with these emotions and with these energies, we deny ourselves the real fuel that's at the heart of them. So I would really invite you to see that even though there might be ideas that it's not spiritual to feel jealousy or you can't be a good person if you're feeling envious, that's actually BS. The truth is that these are just a gift. And when we really look at what's going on in this dynamic, the truth about what's going on is that within us as a woman, when we look outside ourselves and we see something radiant in another woman, perhaps we see something desirable or magnetic in one of our peers. Perhaps we see something that we want in somebody else. And yet there is a story going on within us that we can't have or be that. This is how the emotional energies of jealousy and of envy arise. So the example being, say for example, I see a woman who is poetic and who is magnetic in who she is being in the world. Part of my heart realizes the resonance of that woman. I see her for what she is. And from an empowered place, I say, oh, I see that in her. And a deep part of me says, I am that as well. Ah, oh, and there is sweetness in that desire. And yet, the other option is that our inherent, you could call it a wound or a challenge or a story, overlays that interface and says, ah, but Jenna, you can't have that. And the desire turns from something that we long for into something that we feel envious of. And it's just like yin and yang. Our desire, which we've seen through the lens of another woman or another person's relationship or another person's business, is the thing that we desire the most. And yet, when there is some story, any story going on that says you're not enough or you can't have that, that's instantly where the desire, which is actually an impulse of expansion, turns into a fuel that feels uncomfortable and that feels challenging. And so it's actually really important to acknowledge that anytime you're comparing, or anytime that you have the twins of jealousy or of envy, it's actually because there is a very pure and true desire that is awakening within your body that says, yes, you are also that. Yes, you hold that same quality which you so admire in another woman. Yes, it is also true for you. And this is so critical to acknowledge, because whether we are desiring a certain look, feel, texture, quality, creativity, abundance, any single thing that you can desire in the world, you can have. There is nothing that you cannot have. If you can dream it, it is possible for you. And actually seeing that dream, that possibility represented in women outside yourself, is an incredibly beautiful mirror and gift to actually fast-track finding those qualities within yourself first. But in order to do so, you've got to deal with that challenge at the surface, that challenge that says either you're not enough or you can't have that desire. And that challenge to look into the real heart of the why not is the beautiful gift that our envy, our jealousy, and our comparison gives us. And it's an invitation. It's an invitation to inquire. And the first step of this inquiry, after we've been willing to look at it and ask the question, well, why can't I? What stops me from? One of the big challenges that women often experience or face is guilt. Guilt that, well, I shouldn't want more. Guilt that I can't have that as well. Guilt that it's not okay for me to desire something else. And I call BS on this. So many women say to me, and I hear so often from my clients, that, well, I don't want to be asking for more and reaching for more because I don't want to be seen as ungrateful for what I already have. And this is a really beautiful thing. It's actually only women that have integrity who say, I'm not sure if I can ask for more because I already have so much and I am so privileged in so many ways and I already have so much to be grateful for. And this is true. I'm a woman who raises my hand and says, I have so much privilege, so much abundance, so much beauty in my life to be grateful for. And I'm still allowed to want more. I am still allowed to have desires. I am still allowed to ask for more money, more intimacy, more depth, more creativity. I am allowed to have more. I don't have to place restrictions on myself. And the very reason why I'm allowed more is because I really believe that when the more exists in the hands of the feminine, we can do more with it. When wealth exists in my hands, I know it is spent consciously. I know it is invested wisely. I know that it is gifted compassionately. And so yes, more wealth should be in my hands. I know that when I have space for more creativity, I write prolifically, I expand infinitely, and that I'm able to offer more beauty to the world. So yes, hell yes, I want more creativity. I want more of everything in life because I want to experience life fully. I want to experience life richly and intimately. And I want that experience to be in the hands of the feminine. And the feminine being the way forward at this time in the planet. So it's very good and pure and nice that you might feel guilty for asking for more. But actually, as a woman who has the privilege to be listening to this, it's actually your effing imperative to command that more. If this desire in your body, even if the desire does appear as comparison or jealousy or envy, if there is a desire in your body, an acknowledgement that I see this in another woman and I desire it for myself, then you absolutely must ask the question of why not? Why not me? Because if this is what your deep heart and your deep essence is asking for, then this is absolutely what you have without question to bring to the world. And I see this so often, women actually not asking for more because they feel guilty wanting more. And the guilt is something that we are allowed to release because we are allowed to have more than enough. And very often in the releasing of this guilt, we also must acknowledge that there's very typically a payoff. That is the small benefit we receive for continuing to be complicit in our smallness. When we sit in cycles of jealousy and of comparison and don't go anywhere with them, when we don't discover what the gift is at the heart of them, we sit in those cycles and we become resentful and we become quite stuck. And so our envy grows because that desire that we see in another woman, she's off, she's actualizing it. And our personal non-actualization, our personal non-action around that desire means that the envy and the jealousy just keeps going deeper and deeper, and we keep feeling worse and worse for feeling it. And so we must ask, why can't I have that? Number one, do I feel guilty about asking for more? Number two, and the third thing that we have to ask is, well, what is the payoff for me feeling this way? I know for myself, very often in the past, if I've been in a space of some jealousy, or if I've been in the space of comparison, which hand up, I absolutely have, and I know I will be again because I'm still on a path of becoming the most full expression that I can be of a woman. And I have years and years and years left to discover and play in that fullness of my expression. So when I do compare and contrast, there are absolutely times that I have to ask myself the question, well, what do I get by continuing to be complicit, by continuing to play small? What is the benefit that I receive by continuing to feel this comparison or this jealousy or this envy and not actually taking the step towards embodying that thing that I so desire that I see in another woman? And very often the payoff is that we don't have to shine brighter. We don't have to rock the boat. We don't have to change things around us. We don't have to step into our brilliance. We can continue to throw a pity party for ourselves, and we can continue to be small. And this is not what empowers us. This is not what your heart and soul is asking for. The reason that you have a desire is because the desire in your heart is true. The truth is, you are an infinitely powerful woman, and this envy and this comparison, this jealousy, is a portal into you deciding how you will claim that power. So the third step here is really asking, what do I get by continuing to feel this way? And what you get is a whole heap of the same, but there's going to be a small benefit in there, and that small benefit is often getting to feel sorry for yourself. And a little dose of that every now and again is actually quite okay. A little bit of feeling sorry for yourself. But we must remember that the envy and the jealousy deepens when we are not making our desire real. The envy and the jealousy deepens when we are not actualizing ourselves, when we are not bringing that quality that we see in another, in their work, their relationship, their life, when we are not bringing that forward into the world. That's when the jealousy gets stuck and lodged and frozen into our bodies. And so any step that we can take to bring that desire more forward, and that step might be honoring the invitation that there is a desire here. What is the invitation? What is the desire? Can you let go of the guilt of that desire? And can you identify what's the payoff? What's the small, slight benefit that you receive? And I've worked through this with many of my clients as part of the Feminine Embodiment Coaching Framework. We really use these inquiries to ask the body, ask this temple, what's going on at the core here? Because this is the, you know, deep in our heart is where this desire is emanating from. And deep in the heart is where the power that we are as a woman really wants to bubble up and bubble out. And this means that the desire that we have, the desire that we see in another woman, say for example, we're super jealous of her riches and her abundance, her brilliance, her money. Just because we haven't actualized that yet does not mean that there's anything wrong with us. It doesn't mean that we don't have what it takes. It doesn't mean that we can't have it. It simply means that it's a skill, it's a capacity, it's a strength that we may not have learnt to fully wield yet. And so when your body has a desire and it sees that desire in another woman, see that the difference between you is not she can and I can't. It's not she will and I won't. The difference is she has the skill and I want to cultivate the skill in my being. Like anything, money, creativity, visibility, intimacy, magnetism, these are all just skills that we can learn within our body. Admittedly, they're feminine skills, which not a whole heap of us were taught how to use, but actually deepening into the very sensation and textures of our jealousy and our emotion and being okay to sit in all of the colors of us as a woman, this too is a skill. It's a skill of embodiment, and it's a skill that I believe every single freaking woman in the world needs. And so in this way, we can see that really when we have the permission within ourselves to say, it's okay for me to feel this jealousy, this anger. It's okay for me to feel this envy, this comparison. This is actually a critical first permission that really allows you to get to the heart of what's going on so that you can claim it for yourself. And the very old adage rings true here that in order for you to be empowering and inspiring to other women, you absolutely must stand in your power first. And that means radically claiming the desire that is at the heart of this comparison, radically claiming the yes, I can have that, and I'm willing to forego being small and having a pity party for myself, and I'm willing to cultivate the skill that is required to move forward and to be that woman. And to that end, I actually believe comparison, jealousy, envy, these are actually beautiful experiences to have because they are a very clear signpost to what is next for you to claim. So if you are a woman who is working her passions, then visibility is something that, and being seen out in the world, being seen for your offerings, this is one of the biggest ones that women working their passions find jealousy, envy, and comparison in. I've definitely been in that boat myself, and it's been an invitation to really ask, well, what are the skills? Where is the power that I need to claim within my body in order to be an incredibly visible woman in the world myself? So I leave you with many of these questions today, and I'm interested to hear, what does this reframe of envy and jealousy, what does it spark within you? I want to be clear that what I've offered today is a whole heap of inquiry that for many of us, we don't want to have the time or the energy, or we don't have the skills to actually deepen into. This is why it can be really valuable actually to have somebody as a partner really walk you through this. And to this end, there are a number of other videos in this series that may support you. You can get the full 6 videos in this series from jennaward.co/embodiedway. Most importantly, what I just want to remind you is that as a woman, it's really normal, very normal to be feeling these ways. Very normal, very human to be having these sparks. And yet these sparks, they don't mean anything is wrong with you. They mean that that comparison, that is a calling for you to step more fully into your power. And oh boy, do women who claim that calling turn me on like nothing else. I am just so in awe of women who are ready to look at their comparison or their envy or their jealousy and say, I see what I am being asked to step up and claim within myself. And sometimes it scares the shit out of me. And sometimes I'm not sure if I can do it. And sometimes I don't know how to cultivate that skill in my body. But by God, I want to try. Those are the caliber of women who are stepping into the Feminine Embodiment Coaching Certification at the moment. Women who know that they desire to fully stand in their power and to empower other women to work through these kinds of processes and challenges in a deeply embodied way. If you're interested in finding out details of the certification, you can do so at jennaward.co /certification. Otherwise, for all the ladies who have joined us, I would absolutely love to hear what your takeaways from today's call is. Quite a few women have just dropped on, so we'll be finishing in a moment. You can go back and watch, but I'd really love to hear from you in the comments section. What does this activate and spark within you today? Would really love to hear that. And thank you so much for joining me, beautiful ladies. All the love from Jenna from the Embodied Woman team. Really grateful to have connected with you today, and really beautiful to be having a discussion around something that is seemably so ugly as comparison and jealousy, but which is actually one of the greatest gifts if we're willing to unwrap it. Thank you, ladies.